You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM.
For CJLO News, I'm Luca Caruso Moro. Hydro-Québec is giving $1.5 billion back to Quebecers. The government company has collected more revenue than authorized by the Régie de l'Énergie in recent years. Premier François Legault has ordered the return after receiving a petition from the Canadian Taxpayers Federation demanding it. Canada has come one step closer to aligning its laws with the UN's Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples. The bill brought forward by NDP MP Romeo Saganash has come under fire from Conservative senators. They say it could give Indigenous peoples too much governing power over energy projects. Conservatives have also been criticized themselves by opponents who say they have worked to stall the process of adoption. The bill provides a framework for the recognition of land control, language preservation, and legal equality, among other aspects, for Indigenous peoples. The bill is now on its way back to the Senate for more debate and a final vote. Indian authorities are gearing up to move 300,000 people away from the impact zone of a cyclone, which is expected to hit the coast this Thursday. Storm Vayu formed on the Arabian Sea and is making its way towards the coast of Gujarat, an industrial hotspot south of the Pakistan border. To hear the newscast and learn more about the news team, visit cjlo.com/news. Reach us by email at news@cjlo.com.
topic of your conversation. I've been waiting patient for my space and know I'm captivating. Oh, with goals for young, that's goals. I'll be out the way and it's always like to say.
The Saint-Ambroise Montreal Fringe Festival is back from May 27th to June 16th in the iconic Plateau Mont-Royal. Discover more than 500 local, national, and international artists as they explore unknown artistic territories in theater, music, dance, and visual arts. We have different types of passes to fringe more and pay less. All the details can be found online at www.montrealfringe.ca.
You want some hip-hop, you want some R&B, tune into the Limelight 6 to 8 every Saturdays right here on CJLO 1690 on your AM dial. That's what's up.
What's up? This is DJ Killer Jewel, and you're listening to CJLO 1690 AM.
Hi, I'm Chris Hauer, and you're listening to CJLO Sessions.
Found something now that sets my music straight. Lifts up the veil and takes the gray away. Dancing around it, not saying a thing. Caught up in the moment.
Thank you. Hello and welcome to this edition of the CJLO Session Special. Tune in every Thursday from noon to 1 p.m. to hear live and archival sessions performed right here in the CJLO oven. This show features performances, interviews, and music picks by local and touring artists from across genres. For today's session, we're joined by local experimental art rocker Chris Hauer, performing some tracks off of his new album, Hum. To start the show off, we heard Holding, a track off of Chris Hauer's new album. There's also a really great video for the song, which I recommend you check out for yourself. After that, we heard Vinegar by Eliza Niemi, who plays cello on the song Shoulder, which is the opening track on the album Hum. And finally, we heard Not Often by Lapse off of their new album, Soon Not Often In It. Lapse and Chris Hauer are currently on a Cross Canada tour, so be sure to check out their tour dates for a show near you if you happen to be listening from outside of Montreal. If you're listening from Montreal, I hope you were lucky enough to be at their release show on June 6th. It was very fun. And now, for the session. Here's Chris Hauer on CJLO. Enjoy.
Hi, I'm Chris Hauer, and you're listening to CJLO Sessions.
Found something now that sets my musing straight. Lifts up the veil and takes the gray away. Dancing around it, not saying a thing. Caught up in the moment.
Now it's size of me. Dark.
You're tuned into the CJLO session special here on CJLO 1690 AM and CJLO.com for streaming. You just heard three tracks performed here in the CJLO oven by local artist Chris Hauer. Those are all off of his new album, Hum. And they were Shoulder, Erasure, and finally, No Fun, Not Ever. Going to be chatting with Chris here in just a second. Until then, here's a track by one of Chris's album collaborators.
This is No Tradition by Raph Wilcott.
Sure. Montreal's best indie music and a whole lot more. Tune in to the feel-good hit of the summer every Tuesday at 6, only on CJLO.
Yeah, what's up? It's your boy Ghetto Sox. You're tuned in to CJLO, 1690 AM Radio.
I'm joined by Chris Hauer here on CJLO Sessions. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Piper.
Thanks for coming in. Thanks for playing some songs.
Thanks for having me.
Were those all from your new album?
Yeah, I have a new album. It's under my own name, Chris Hauer.
and it's called Hum, and I released it yesterday. But I don't know when this is going to be on, so I released it on June 3rd.
Recently.
Yesterday.
Yeah, sick. And so is this the first album you've released as Chris Howard?
Yeah.
Yeah, people might be more familiar with you under the name Margaret.
You might know me from my previous recordings as Margaret and performances as Margaret, but I changed my name to be my own name for this one and from now on, just because.
There's no reason, like,
why? I just didn't identify with the whole Margaret name anymore, so I wanted to do something that felt more truthful to myself, and I think the best way to do that is with your own name.
Yeah.
It's like you can't go anywhere else from there. You're done. That's it.
Yeah, putting yourself on the table.
Here you go.
Do you want to talk about the new album, about the process behind that?
Sure. This album kind of came together pretty quickly. Quickly in the sense that all these tracks came together to form an album really quick. But I've been working on some of them for like 3 years, maybe four is the oldest one. A song called No Fun, Not Ever was done by the time I finished my last record, but it just like didn't fit on there. So I held off on releasing it, and it's tended to fit more with these songs. And all the other ones kind of like have had more of an electronic, like keyboard leaning than the previous ones, because the last album I did was like a folk album, more so. You know that album.
Yeah.
This one isn't very folk, but there's still some like tendencies to lean that way, I guess.
Yeah, you hear it in it, but there's definitely a lot going on in this album. But it sounds pretty, like, it's interesting to hear that one of the songs is from like the time of the previous album, because it really does fit. Like, I listened through the album yesterday after you put it up, and it does sound very cohesive.
Okay, that's good. Yeah, when I was mastering it with our friend Mitch, and when we were doing it, Mitch was like pointing out this is the one that sounds the weirdest in terms of all of them, but the mix was just really weird.
I think
we had to do a bunch of stuff to it, and it sounds okay now.
Okay, right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess it fits in that it's all a little weird.
It's all weird. That's what Alexia said yesterday too.
Yeah, I mean that in the best way.
Yeah, that's what she said too.
Yeah.
Thanks. That's great.
If it's not weird, it's probably boring.
Yeah, there you go.
That's maybe too bold of a statement. I take that back. You had a few collaborators on the album. How does bringing them in affect your process? Do they write their parts? Do you invite them to play something that you've composed for their part?
In this like project, like I've released, this is my fourth like solo album. And for the first two, I did like everything myself and was like pretty controlling over it. The last one started to have more collaboration just from like playing live, because I had never really played live up until I released my third album. And like our friend Jono wrote a part in that one, and it was really nice, and I kept it. But then a bunch of the time, like my friend Scott plays drums. Our friend Scott plays drums on a track on this one, and I just kind of gave him the basic drum beat to play, and then he made it his own. With Mariah, she just doubled up the vocals because I needed a...
On which track?
On Horticulture, because I needed somebody that could sing better than me. So she's that, and she did it great. But with the song Holding, Raph plays guitar on that one, and he came up with a line on his own that just sounded really good and worked. And then there's dueling solos at the very end, where in the left channel it's me and in the right channel it's Raph. Turned out great. Thanks, Raph. Oh, yeah, and then Eliza played cello on the first song, and Eliza came up with a line that fit along with the vocal melody really, really well on shoulder. Yeah. Great people, great friends, great musicians.
Definitely.
Great city.
True. Montreal really is like music city. So you just mentioned Holding, and you put out a video for that. Was that your first time making a music video?
Yeah, that was really fun. My parents entered into like a charity raffle and was home for Christmas this year. they, because of this charity raffle, they won a GoPro, and they're like, we're never going to use this. Do you want it? Like, yeah, of course. So I figured out a way to strap it to my face using like the inner netting of one of those construction hard hats.
Right.
I just had a couple of those. I don't know why, but I had them and I strapped it to my face and made dinner. Cause I've been really into like watching YouTube cooking videos. That's like one of my, I don't know. I just really like watching YouTube cooking videos and I've gotten really into cooking. So I wanted to do this and then edited it all together. It was a really fun process. It's very similar to like mixing in music and like the editing process in music. I like that.
Right. Do you have any other plans for music videos for any of the tracks off this album?
Yeah, I have an idea because there's a there's like a slow motion setting on the GoPro.
Oh.
So I have this idea for No Fun Not Ever to get a bunch of like slow motion shots of like me or friends just like failing at things, like trying to catch a ball and having it smack you in the face. But because it's like a slow motion, you can see the like flesh ripple.
Oh.
In like the best way.
You've tested this?
Yeah, I've tested it. Yeah. I haven't had time yet.
I think if you film our friend group candidly, you'll get some like good material.
Yeah, it'll just be like some editing, but I've learned that that's fine and it's doable.
Cool.
Yeah, I'm excited to do that when I get back.
Back from where?
Back from a tour. I'm going on a tour on Friday, which is June 7th. June 7th. We have the release show on June 6th in the basement of Sala at La Saturnia.
And we being you and
me and this other group named Lapse, who I'm going to be playing bass with for this tour. They're releasing their own full length, and our friends Feelings Meeting and Reviews are playing as well. And then after that show, the next day we leave to Kingston and are gone for a month across Canada, going out to Victoria and back and doing